Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth and final parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we're doing parak Dalid, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So we just discussed in Mishnah Aleph about how when the Beis Mikdash was around, we would blow shofar on Shabbos in the Mikdash, and after the Churban, Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh was Misaki, they allowed to blow shofar anywhere that has a Beis Din, or that has a Beis Din Kavua, or the Beis Din in Yavne, specifically the Beis Din Agadol. So there's something else that Yerushalayim has over Yavna, meaning it sounds like we're working off of something that we already said that Yerushalayim has over Yavna. So the Gemara explains that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the shofar could be blown anywhere in Yerushalayim as long as it took place the first half of the day when the Beis Din was in session. In Yavna, though, you had to do a dafka physically in front of the court. So that was one of the differences, and now we're adding a second difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne. That's not what it sounded like in the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah sounded like only in the Mikdash, not anywhere in Yerushalayim. So Tos Yom Tov explains that the last Mishnah meant that the shofar couldn't be blown throughout Yerushalayim whenever you wanted, throughout the day. Only during the first half of the day when the Beis Din was in session. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, however, you were allowed to blow shofar at any time during the day when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So it adds a layer of nuance to what we learned in the last Mishnah, meaning when there was a Beis HaMikdash, if you were blowing shofar in the Mikdash, you could do it at any time of day. If you were blowing shofar anywhere else in Yerushalayim HaAtika, obviously, but anywhere else in Yerushalayim, then you can't do it any time of day. You can only blow shofar during the time that Beis Din would be in session in the first half of the day. So whereas in Yavne, you can only blow shofar physically in front of the Beis Din. So now, another thing that Yerushalayim has over Yavne, Shekol Ir Shehiroa, any town that you can see Yerushalayim from, Vishoma'as, and you can hear the shofar being blown in Yerushalayim, Ukrova, and it's within 2,000 Amos of Yerushalayim, V'yichol Lavo, and you can travel from that town to Yerushalayim, meaning there's no physical barrier in the way, like a river or something like that. So that's considered part of Yerushalayim with regard to the halachos of shofar, and therefore, if you have all these four conditions that are met, it's considered to be that you're in Yerushalayim, that you're able to see Yerushalayim, you're able to hear a shofar being blown in Yerushalayim, you're able to travel to Yerushalayim, and you're within 2,000 amos of Yerushalayim. If you can see Yerushalayim, but you cannot hear, if you cannot see Yerushalayim, but you can still hear a shofar being blown in Yerushalayim, or you can see it, but you cannot hear the shofar, or you could do both of those things, but you can't travel there, or you're more than 2,000 amos away, then it's not considered to be Yerushalayim. But if you meet all four of these criteria, then you're allowed to build a shofar in that town on Shabbos, even if you're not in the presence of a Beis Din. Obiavna lo yotoken al Beis Din b'vad. But Yerushalayim was superior to Yavna, because in Yavna they would only blow shofar in the presence of a Beis Din, meaning the authority of the Beis Din didn't go beyond the actual presence of the Beis Din. So it could only be blown in front of the Beis Din, not anywhere else in that town, and certainly not anywhere in a neighboring town. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. Once we mention Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai's takana about shofar, so we're going to list another four of his takanos. So the first of the takanos relates to Dalad Minim on Sukkos. Barishona hay lulav nital b'mikdash shiva. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, we used to take lulav on a doraisa level for all 7 days in the Mikdash, u'b'medina yom echad. But outside of the Mikdash, the mitzvah of lulav was really only one day. Lekachtem lechem b'yom harishon. So it's only one day. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, hiskin Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai she lulav nital b'medina shiva zeicha l'mikdash. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai made a takana that we should take lulav for 7 days as a zeicha l'mikdash, as a way of remembering the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai also made a takana about the issur of eating chadash before the Karban Omer is brought. The halacha normally is that you wait for the Karban Omer to be brought. Mida or Raisa, as soon as they bring the Karban Omer, the new grain becomes mutter. So what happens when there is no Karban Omer? So Vishay Yom Hanef Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai made a takana that the whole second day of Pesach is going to be Aser to eat the chadash. Even though on a Daraisa level, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, as soon as Mishaher HaMizrach, as soon as the sun rises on the morning of the second day of Pesach, it becomes mutter to eat the chadash. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai I said, no, I'm worried that next year we're gonna, what's gonna happen? We're gonna allow the Chadash from the very beginning part of the day on the second day of Pesach, and everyone's gonna remember that you're allowed to have Chadash for breakfast. And then next year, Be'ez Hashem, we're gonna have a Beis HaMikdash, and everyone's gonna again have Chadash for breakfast, and they're not gonna realize that, no, now you need to wait for the Beis HaMikdash to be, for the Karban Omer to actually be brought before you eat the Chadash. So it's safer to have a din that every single year you just have to wait for the second day of Pesach to end. So if in future years they do the same, at least they won't be in violation of Chadash. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Beis, we said that an advantage of the Beis in Yerushalayim over Yavne is that any city that meets four criteria of being able to see Yerushalayim, being able to hear shofar from Yerushalayim, being near Yerushalayim, having access to Yerushalayim, is able to be tokea as if they are in Yerushalayim itself, so they're able to blow the shofar on Shabbos, whereas in Yavne, they only blow the shofar on Shabbos if they're actually physically in the presence of the Beis Din. And then Mishnah Gimel, we had two more takanos of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Number one, that after the Churban HaBayis, even though there's no longer a mitzvah of lulav kol shiva, he made a takana that outside of Mikdash, we still take lulav Kol Shiva. We do lulav for all 7 days of Sukkot. And number two, that Yom Hanef Kulu Asr, that Chadash remains Asr throughout the entire second day of Pesach. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.